So good afternoon, everybody, and it's so nice to connect to you, nice to connect with you, and I have completed 6 months at Samadhi Center. It is, I would say, the longest retreat I have ever had in my life. Haven't traveled at all. And I notice as the days go by, I become more calm and happy, and I don't miss anything. I don't even miss anybody. There is a sense of contentment. I feel there are so many things from the time I wake up until I go to sleep that bring me so much peace and joy. Happiness. Just walking out the door, feeling the rays of sun touching my face brings me such tremendous joy. Looking at trees and observing the movement of the leaves, I become joyful. Observing the sun falling on trees, the interaction between the sun, rays of sun, and the leaves of the trees, how the life force of the tree is getting nurtured by the rays of sun. As I observe it, I become joyful, and it seems it's wonderful. There are a million things from the time I wake up and I go to bed when I'm present. Can make each moment a beautiful moment, a peaceful moment. There is no even a single moment of loneliness. I think this can go on for another 6 months. The winter is coming, or not winter, the fall has started already. Yesterday the temperature went down to, I think, like 9 degrees in the night. Soon it will be even colder. But everything is part of the experience of life. You can't say it shouldn't be this way, it should be this way, I want this way, I don't want this way, I like this, I don't like this. You can't say that. Wherever you are, whatever you are experiencing is another event in your life that can nurture you. And make you feel alive. So you don't need to look for happiness. happiness is there. You don't expect to be happy in the future by achieving self-centered or egocentric goals that you set in life. You don't have to wait for anything. You won't have to wait for anybody. It's not necessary. But the thing is, if you wait for anything or anybody, that doesn't solve the problem. Because you're always waiting somebody or something to make you happy. Even when you're 90 years old, there's still expectations, sensual stimulation. Is needed for momentary happiness, but that this satisfaction within you, deep in you, will continue. So, I'm grateful for this time. I'm also grateful to the people who have made it possible. I'm here all by myself. There are no houses nearby. There is a forest, thousands of acres right on across our land. People sometimes call me, ask, aren't you lonely? How could you be alone in such a huge place? Are there ghosts? Because it's an old castle. And people really ask me that question. And I say, there are only angels here. And no boring moments. You're never alone when you're deeply connected to your heart. You're never disturbed by anything what happens around you when you're connected to the peace in your heart. So you continue to learn and grow. Doing simple things that you all need to do to take care of yourself. I had to get up in the morning and prepare my meals, clean my kitchen, pick vegetables from my own garden. But they all become part of my practice. I'm not in conflict with anything or anybody. Still, I manage things. I have to. And it seems to me there is a what you call a paradigm shift. You have heard of paradigm shift? Your thinking has shifted. And the way you have seen things are changing, and now you are seeing the same things from a different angle. The same value and the importance is not there anymore. You have given a new definition and taken a new approach. And So I just wanted to share it with you. Today the topic for the Dhamma talk is harmonious livelihood or Sama Ajiva. We have been discussing the fourth noble truth, if you remember. What is the fourth noble truth? Do you remember? That is the Arya Atthangika Magga. We call it Arya Atthangika Magga, the Noble Eightfold Path. There are eight factors or steps in the Noble Eightfold Path. We have talked about that. We have discussed it in our previous sessions. Today we are going to discuss the fifth factor of the Noble Eightfold Path called Sama Ajiva. Let me recapture what we have seen, what we have been discussing so far. The heart of the teachings of the Buddha is known as the Four Noble Truths. That is the essence of the teachings. After experiencing the enlightenment, the Buddha's mind was pure, clear, and free of all defilements. He could clearly see the nature of existence and what is behind the mystery of life, especially between birth and death and beyond. Buddha understood the forces that govern and maintain the existence of life, the existence of I or me, or as we call it, self, and illusions that fuel the flame of life. The Four Noble Truths is how the Buddha saw the nature of suffering, the nature of existence of self. And the clear path to peace and liberation. The fourth noble truth shows you the path of self-realization, of path to self-realization, path to liberation from all suffering, and the path to unshakable state of inner peace, what we call nirvana. As you get on the path to self-transformation or self-realization, we approach it in three different ways. I hope you remember that. They are called Samadhi, Panya, and Sila. Or Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Samadhi is training the mind to be calm, reducing emotional disturbances, and cultivating introspective awareness. Panya, or wisdom, is cultivating what we call penetrative awareness and realistic perspective and understanding things the way they are. Panya also is about being in harmony with reality Because all our suffering is a result of being in conflict with reality. So sila, or morality, is character transformation. Character transformation through the practice of harmonious behavior. It's about disciplining and guiding the senses, all five senses, so that your behavior will not harm yourself or the others. What we're going to talk about today is one aspect of practice of sila, or moral conduct, that is essential for making real progress on the path. Samma ajiva, or harmonious livelihood. It is part of our topic for today. As I said, it is the fifth factor of the Noble Eightfold Path. Samma ajiva is translated into English as right livelihood. We have discussed about this before, and by now you know the Pali word samma, and its English translation as harmonious. Although the common translation is right, or right livelihood. We discussed this in our previous lessons. So, what is the translation of Samma Ajiva? Samma Ajiva? Harmonious livelihood. It is not just what you do to make money. Samma ajiva has much broader meaning. It's about harmonious lifestyle or harmonious living. Therefore, we can look at this from two angles. One is as livelihood, and the other as general lifestyle of an individual. Livelihood is what you do to generate income. Let's just understand it like that. So that you can survive and support your family. The work you do to make a living can either lead you on the path to liberation and spiritual transformation, or lead you to misery, unhappiness, disappointment, frustration, or even suffering, a lot of suffering. Your work can bring you real joy and happiness, or prevent you from experiencing real joy of life. All your actions have short-term and long-term consequences. The same truth applies to our livelihood as well. Our belief is, especially as Buddhist, if you make money or acquire wealth through unwholesome means, the karmic consequences can bring you emotional and even physical suffering. Let's take a simple example. This is not a perfect one, but let's look at it. Let's say that you have gotten $1,000 through unwholesome means. You buy some things with that money and keep it in the house. Some disaster happens and you lose it, or you break it, or somebody steals it. Now you're unhappy and you are in pain for losing something dear to you. What is interesting about this situation is, in this situation, what actually has happened is something that does not belong to you has left you. Karma says to us, what you haven't earned or received through goodwill of someone, they do not belong to you. They will leave you, or you will lose them, and it will cause you distress and emotional pain. I'm sure all of you have such experiences, and you might have asked, why it happened to me? How could this happen to me? This is not the time for me to experience such terrible things. I tend to believe what you have earned through wholesome means or receive as goodwill gift belong to you, and what belongs to you cannot be stolen. Even if something you rightfully earned gets stolen, it returns to you in magical ways. What belongs to you come to you in the most unexpected moments, in unexpected ways. What does not belong to you can leave you in the most unexpected moments, in the most unexpected ways. So when you earn something with love, it's something that belongs to you. So that cannot leave you. A person can leave you, but another person who is so loving will come and love belongs to you and the experience continues. Buddha has pointed out several employments, especially that you should not do to make a living. He advised all of his followers not to make money or acquire things by doing things that hurt, harm, and cause pain and suffering to others. For example, selling weapons, selling or producing poison, intoxicants like liquor and drugs, harmful drugs, rearing or selling animals for slaughter. To do so is simply Michcha Ajiva, opposite of Samma Ajiva, harmonious livelihood. Or to live an unwholesome life. You must understand that Buddha never prohibited you from doing bad things. Or say, Buddha never said that you do not, that if you do bad things, he will be punishing you, or you will be punished by somebody. The Buddha only made you aware of the bad consequences of making a living by abusing others or causing pain and suffering to others. And the first one is selling arms. Selling arms or weapons that harm people or living beings, including owning gun shops or weapons manufacturing. For example, a truly dedicated Buddhist will not sell guns that could be used to kill people or animals. They will not sell fishing equipment or animal traps. They would not sell poisonous chemicals that kill animals or humans. Let us say you're a farmer. You grow things using bad chemicals, that is poisonous and endanger health of others. And that is not right livelihood. Unfortunately, we all know that. There are so many who use harmful chemicals to grow things, grow vegetables, just for the purpose of maximizing profit. They know they're poisoning the others. They know their products can cause health problems for some people. But some people who do such things are so blinded by greed, they seem simply a heartless. And this is one of the biggest problems nowadays all around the world. You see more and more farmers using unhealthy and even dangerous pesticide, for example. And food companies using ingredients that cause serious health issues, health problems for those who consume them. Those who set higher spiritual goals will not be able to work for a company that make products to harm others or endanger the health of others. Many individuals, as well as corporations, don't care about the well-being of others. Making money and profit is put above the health of the people and well-being of the people. Fortunately, unfortunately, today, all around the world, people are poisoning others just to make money. It's so common everywhere. When you're spiritually grounded, understand spiritual principles that Buddha has taught us, you will carefully choose your job, livelihood. Wise people and spiritually matured people always consider long-term and short-term karmic consequences and always choose to practice sama ajiva. Another livelihood aspect of livelihood that you should not choose is human trafficking or trading slaves, as Buddha mentioned. Buddha explains serious negative consequences of human trafficking and human smuggling. Well, you might think, what does this has to do with modern day world? If you think what Buddha said 2000, almost 2600 years ago, is not relevant for the modern day world, I want you to think twice. Every year, there are millions, tens of millions of people who become victims of human trafficking and forced labor. In many countries, human trafficking is a crime, and we all know about that. Some of these people are put through unimaginable amount of suffering, and many lives are being destroyed. Every day, millions of people are put through horrendous pain and often tortured and killed. We should not only abstain from such inhumane acts, we should voice our concerns on behalf of those victims whenever possible. Part of our spiritual practice should be, especially as Buddhists, getting involved with projects and programs to eliminate suffering from others. You know, especially by eliminating cruelty and injustice to other human beings. Another aspect of livelihood is deceiving or underplaying employees in order to maximize profit or take advantage of their poverty. If you use your power, position, or money to take advantage of the people who abuse other human beings, deprive them from proper salaries, you're going against the fifth step of the Noble Eightfold Path, Sama Ajiva. Unfortunately, many employers who are fully capable of paying a normal salary underpay their workers and demand that they overwork. I know many such people. That is stealing from the poor people and taking advantage of disadvantaged people. Think for a moment. If you are a user, abuser, unfair and unjust, and mistreat people, being blind by greed and money, especially greed for money, do you think you can mature spiritually? Do you think you're on the path to inner transformation? Such behavior hinders the path. Such behavior deprives us. And such behavior derails us. That is why if you have chosen to be truly happy, if you have chosen to advance spiritually, you need to allow yourself, you need to be allow yourself to be serious and follow the fifth step of Sama Ajiva, or harmonious livelihood. Harmonious livelihood has, as I mentioned in the beginning, has two aspects. First, what you do for a living. The second, how you do it. Both are equally important. Any good and wholesome job can suck light of life out of your life. If you do it wrong. If you're lazy, unproductive, disorganized and dishonest, there is no fulfillment or satisfaction. You can come to work and go through routine, but you only add a lot of stress to your life and cause stress to others. I have met a lot of people who hate their jobs. I think if you hate your job, it is not harmonious livelihood that Buddha recommended. I'm also fortunate, very fortunate, to know many people who have chosen wholesome, harmonious principles as a way to make a living. And as a result, are very successful and happy. One such person I can very easily talk about is a financial lord who believes in harmonious livelihood. He has been a friend of mine for many, many years. His reputation comes from his honesty and genuine advice to follow the rules, the laws, and unwillingness to bend the rules. He uses knowledge and wisdom as he applies law to save money, rather than manipulation, corruption, or corrupt intent or deception. In our discussions, he often shared with me how he advised his clients to follow the law and never manipulate or exaggerate things just for the purpose of saving a little bit of money. His wife says to me, with great confidence, "My husband do not do wrong things or work with the clients who may want him to do wrong things." He and his wife are happy and healthy. They are in their 70s. Major part of their happiness and peace in their lives come from the practice of harmonious livelihood. This is very encouraging. When you make money and acquire wealth through unwholesome or through wholesome means, especially through wholesome means, you can enjoy it with peace of mind. And you know that you have earned it. Then you feel a sense of comfort and ease. That is very important for living a meaningful life. I often tell young entrepreneurs, don't cheat your way to the top. Don't acquire wealth through corrupt means. Because true joy and fulfillment in life are closely connected to your conscience. When you know that you have worked hard and earned your money, you feel a sense of self-worth. When you feel self-worth, that can reduce a lot of emotional conflicts. Anybody who is well-grounded in self-worth and self-fulfillment can never get depressed. It is different if you have earned your wealth through corrupt, unwholesome means. It's different. You will have an egocentric pride. You might see such people very often, but live an unfulfilled life. If you closely look at the inside of a life of such a person, and the emptiness that they feel, you will know why Buddha taught his students Noble Eightfold Path as a path to fulfillment and real inner peace. Especially for the bhikkhus or the monks and nuns, Samma Ajiva means slightly different because they did not have jobs, they were renunciates. Although they did not have jobs or businesses to run, they still abstain, they still obtain, you know, their basic needs, basic survival needs, such as food, clothing, lodging, and medicine. Buddha advises them to follow the example of a bee. As the bee takes the nectar of a flower, it does not hurt the flower, disturb or destroy it. Instead, the bee helps the pollination that guarantees the fruits, seeds, and survival of the species, that particular plant. So in Pali, Buddha said, Yathapi bhamaro puppam vanna gandha mahetayam paleti rasamadhaya evam gāme muni chare. So, as monks, we need to be thoughtful, respectful, and honest the way that we survive ourselves or we obtain our daily needs and we conduct ourselves. Harmonious living. So, it is 4:30 here already. We have spent an hour and a half. I'm sorry. Elana, I passed the cutoff time already. So I think it is time for us to end the session. And so whatever you do to make money or support your life, please do it with good heart and care and commitment. Be grateful for having an employment, having a job. Be grateful for the opportunity to make a living and support your life, support your family. Treat your employees with compassion and care if you run a business or manage your business. Let livelihood be part of your spiritual journey. So please repeat after me. May there be peace, love, and harmony in my life. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. Dukkha pattat niddukha, bhaya pattat nibbhaya, soka pattat nissoka, hontu sabbe vipanino. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.